Capricorn, if I had to summarize this week in a word for you, it would be contentious, which doesn't sound so great, but it doesn't necessarily end up so bad. We're going to get into the astrology first and then the tarot card reading. So for those of you who are for some reason not really fond of astrology, you could check out the reading. It's about 6 minutes in, but it always pertains to the astrology, so... Okay, Capricorn, this is your weekly tarot card reading from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. It is for Capricorn, Sun, Moon, and Rising sign. There's always an extended reading. And the details, where the devil's at this week. So we get more detailed than the extended, so I welcome you to join me. I hope that you do. That link is down below, or you can join the Unbound membership to this channel and get unlimited access to all the extended readings for the life of your membership, plus all the other channel perks. There's always, there's a new Capricorn video that comes out every single Wednesday at 9 a.m. That's over on here, the Pacific time. So, subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell so that you get alerted as soon as I upload all of your favorite content, because, different videos get released on different days and you'll get alerted if you're subscribed, and I hope you will. If you want to join me for the daily tarot card reading that I do, I have a second YouTube channel called Astrology Motivation where, I do a live general tarot card reading Monday through Friday, and I would love to hear your voice over there. What do I mean by contentious? Well, because every turn of the day, you're in another conflict with somebody. Specifically, you're aspecting another planet, whether it's the sun, the moon, there's contention everywhere. Especially a semi-square with Jupiter, because things are going really quick and expanding really fast. But is it quality or quantity? And that's sort of what your mindset is going to be. Now, a wonderful aspect that you have working in your favor all week is Saturn is trine to Mercury. And that trine to Mercury makes you extremely clever, makes your mind extremely clear, and makes you exceptional at communicating exactly what you're thinking or what you're aware of. So ultimately, your discerning mind this week, use your language to cut right through a lot of the crazy bullshit that's going to be like growing and expanding around you. God, this happens a lot when it comes to Scorpio energy. If you want to check out the Scorpio video, I'll attach it here. A lot of this is in the Sagittarius reading as well. Just this sense of people blowing smoke up your ass, right? People saying more or promising more than what they're really capable of doing, or selling themselves really large, really big. But is it real? And the way that you are going to be able to cut right through that is ask fucking questions, because you have a wonderful harmonious trine to Mercury. So it'll be very easy for you to listen and hear. And since Mercury is in Gemini, dig down into those specifics, those details, get people one-on-one, right? Don't let them gang up on you. When you get people one-on-one, especially in those conversations, whether it's an interview or whatever it is, whether it's a first date, whatever it is, one-on-one conversations are where it's at, because you'll be able to really dig down. And I'll say this for you right now. People will start to fall apart in details. If they don't really know their shit this week, they'll start to fall apart. And I feel like you will be honing in on this all week long. Just this sense of, oh, okay, you say you're good at something? Let's see if you are. Let's ask questions. It's not even so much about a test. It's simply like, oh, okay, I'm curious. Let's keep going. Let's keep talking. And the more you talk and the more you dig, it's not even investigative. You start to see things just falling apart. You know, it's okay to be ambitious, and it's okay to want more than you have at this moment. But in terms of, there's a difference between confidence and competence. And just because somebody wants something doesn't mean they deserve it. And you are there, my darling Capricorn, Saturn energy. You are there to remind people that there is a precious difference between confidence and competence. And ultimately, if confidence isn't there, then you don't deserve your confidence. And I don't see you suffering fools very well this week. And I say the word of the week for you guys is contention, because people are going to irritate the fuck out of you. You know, it could be by the end of this week, you're just so done with dealing with dummies that don't, that aren't delivering what they promised, or don't know what they say that they know, or just this constant sense of running into contentious people, right? That just this sense of BS. It's almost like you guys are the BS detectors this week. So expect that things are, alarms will be going off in your head all week long. When it comes to how, what people are saying, does it add up? Please trust your logic. Please trust your brain. It's very sharp and it's very, very clear. You'll also be able to speak very easily with authority this week, and that will work to your favor with people believing you. And you will have a strong chance of, if somebody is intentionally contentious towards you, being able to kind of cut right through that with a clear mind. But also, warning, it could become so easy for you to cut into something with intellect that you could end up cutting things down that really weren't trying to be contentious to begin with. So make sure that when you wield this beautiful sword that you have in your hand, you wield it still with decorum and precisely, and with decorum and humility, because it could easily end up like stuck in your toe or stuck in your own foot. And that's not what it's for. That's not what it's about. And, there's just too many other ways to use that, sort of blessing that you have this week. So let's get into the cards. Capricorn. Lots come out for you guys. That's awesome. Yep. So we have be playful, and this is Gemini energy. So it's saying for you guys, stay light, try to keep it light. If you get too heavy, that's where you'll fuck yourself. So keep it light, keep it playful, keep it jovial, keep them talking, and you do most of the listening. This is your kind of secret power this week, and definitely what you want to tap into. This is also be around friends, be around people who you just fucking enjoy. Seriously, to help you keep it light, to help you stay playful, to help you enjoy yourself this week, because you could, and it could easily turn into laughing at the fools if you're with people that you enjoy. You won't take the fools so seriously if you are connected to and hanging around friends. Be something for you guys to joke about. Then we have a rebirth is assured. This could be friends coming back into your life, or a friendship that had withered or faded away coming back into your life. A rebirth is assured is a sense of emergence, emerging from a long slumber. And it could even be that you haven't talked about something in a while, or you haven't talked to somebody in a while, and that's going to start up again and kind of like get a second life, you know, second wind. I just feel like something maybe even a subject that you haven't talked about for a while is now coming to the forefront of your mind, and it's very important to you. And so there's just an emergence or a surge of energy in that direction. Collaborate, time to collaborate. Yeah, something has definitely inspired you. And a lot of this contention in the air is actually because it's just semi-squares mostly. It's semi-squares. Something's aggravating you. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching, but it is, it's irritating, and it's irritating you to kind of spur you into action. Time to collaborate is time to maybe organize, time to gather people, time to work with somebody else, or time to even go to work. A friend might call you for a job. Okay. To get together where you two are working together. Time for a beginner mind. So this is almost like doing something that you've done before, but looking at it in a completely different way, or handling it from a completely different perspective. Time for a beginner mind is, this is a little porcupine. So it's almost like he's prepared for anything. So that's kind of what it's saying. is like, be prepared for anything, especially if somebody calls you, please come in, help me work out, help me work this or help me do this. Be prepared for anything. Time for a deep dive. This is Libra energy. This could have to do with romance, of course, love, partnership, Venus energy, beauty. Seeing things in a different light, or seeing the beauty where maybe you'd never seen it before, or especially being around friends could help you see beauty where you wouldn't have seen it by yourself. And then tend to the small things, and this is the details, and this is the devil is in the details. Tend to the small things, the little aspects, maybe even in your relationship, or time for a deep dive into the details. What does that mean? Because the details are the mark of quality, right? It's what separates an expert from a novice. Everybody knows the surface level stuff, but who knows the details, and who knows them automatically, and who knows them quickly? This comes with expertise, it comes with study, it comes with skill, it comes with practice, it comes with experience. So ultimately, that's kind of what it is. Dig deep, ask questions, look and watch and see the detail oriented. This is going to become, it's going to be very sharp and very precise in your mind about who can give you the little tiny details and who can't. And I don't think you're even going to be looking for it. I think it's just going to be overwhelmingly in your face. Okay. Hey, cutie. You okay? You hot? I got a hot dog. It's Southern California in the summer, and I got to tell you, this bitch right here is hot, okay? So if y'all start to see me wearing skimpier clothes, I don't want to hear any nasty comments about my boobs hanging out, because it's fucking hot and I don't have air conditioning, okay? I'm just saying, I'm announcing it to you so you can prepare yourselves, because this is the kind of weather where the boobies come out. No, I'm just fucking playing with you guys. Serious, this is loyalty. Ooh. Yes, Sirius is all about loyalty. It's singular focus based on loyalty and friendship. So this is really interesting. This is a really great friend. Maybe even your best friend. Maybe even your best friend. And this is recalibration or reconstruction from deep down inside. Either somebody, it could be somebody's loyalty is absolutely changing you or helping you to change, or vice versa, you're helping somebody to change through the power of your loyalty. This also tells me you are committing yourself to something because you want to change it from the ground up. There's no more making a decision to just deal in the shallow stuff. You are digging so deep, you're going to the root of the problem or the issue. And you're like, we're changing this from its core value system. This could be you and your core value system changing, and who you are connected with or attracted to, and who you see as your tribe or your, you know, your pack. This could also be a sense of being so loyal to something that you're not going to give up on it. You're willing to go to the full depths. Okay. You stink. I'd love to have her say hi to you guys. Come here. You want to come here to mommy? Rest and rejuvenate. So this could be ask your friends for help, so that you actually get some time to like kick up your heels. Or it's basically saying, Capricorn, don't try to do all the fucking shit by yourself. Okay, you can't get this done. This is the thing. You, and that could be what all the aspects are about. You're organizing something. Or that's what the universe wants to communicate to you through me. It's time for you to get on the organization wagon and start to organize, to attack something at its core, at the heart, at its value system, like organize or help you with whatever. It could be that you're planning something, you're working on something. Please collaborate. Don't try to do this by yourself. It's a testament to you and your growth to be able to work with others or ask for help when you need it. Rest and rejuvenate. You've been trying to rebuild something. You've been staying steady with it. You've been very, very loyal. Two, maybe your health, reconstructing your health. Because, yeah, tend to the small things is now it's like you're getting into the tiny details of things. You're getting down to the nitty gritty and actually really starting to see the impact of your efforts. Suffering in silence is turned in reverse. It's almost like you're realizing that you kind of have to... suffering in silence. No more. I think you basically demanded, you could have demanded, hey, I need a break. I need to relax, or I need some help here. Right? And now it's basically reconstructing and changing how much you're able to do and how well you're able to do it is when you don't just have you doing it, but you're actually having the help of your friends and having other people's inputs and seeing their loyalty. There is a beautiful shift here in how to get things done. Awareness, becoming aware. Awareness of what? First thing I think of here is like, well, now all of a sudden you're becoming very aware of who's your friend and who's not. All of a sudden you're becoming very aware. There's just no hiding anything from you this week. There's just none. So if you're a cross watcher, I'm gonna tell you this right now. Don't be trying to lie to a bitch, because they will fucking know. They'll get to the absolute core of it. Hate to break that shit to you guys. Here. Spirit has a plan. Once again, higher consciousness. What is Spirit's plan? What is Spirit's plan? Nothing is wasted. This is Aquarian energy. Including everybody. Everything is inclusive. It's like you're discovering the core of what matters to everybody. And you're discovering it and you're seeing it, and now you know where to start from and where the talking point is. It's like you've discovered the secret of what impacts everybody, what gets to everybody's emotion, what really impacts the crowd. So all of this craziness is not for nothing. It's actually to expose the real kind of like tuning point. Just the right frequency that you need to strike in order to be heard and shift things. Oh, you are sowing your seeds, man. Wielding and making them happen. This is about planning. Believe in yourself. Go ahead. It's almost like you know you're right. There's something brilliant or a brilliant idea coming out of a Capricorn now. And if you don't emerge a leader, I would be very surprised. Believe in yourself, plant the seeds, assert yourself, know that you can do this, and know that you will be able to stick to something. So yes, it's a good week to make a commitment to something that you will continue to work on, because you will continue to work on it, and it's a good thing. Your mind is very clear, so it's a good thing. It's a good time to plant those seeds or make those decisions. Make your dreams real. I think that you are literally, it's almost like you're planning a political campaign or something. It's like you're planning your strategy and you know exactly how to go about getting what you want now. Like whittling and manipulating, organizing and strategizing. Upright spider is not necessarily manipulating, but you are building something. You are planning something. You are constructing something. You have a big picture in your mind, and it's you're starting to roll with it and go with it and delegate who needs to help you here, who needs to help you here. This is a huge, you're organizing this week. What are you organizing? But what is Capricorn organizing? What is Capricorn organizing? The universe. A shift or change in your life. What is Capricorn organizing? Nine of Cups, something that makes you extremely happy and something that marks a huge change in your world. Whatever that is for you. And it's spurred by the fact that you were absolutely heartbroken. And you don't want to be disappointed. And you don't want to accept a heartbreak. So you are legitimately challenging it by changing it or deciding to change it. Princess of Cups is down here. This is a sense of making a decision to do something and believe in something. This could also be just love, something new. This could be the new moon too. Something starting or something that started on Tuesday. Okay. And I tell you, you're not going to rest until it's exactly the way that you see it happening, because Three of Swords is here. It's like your heartbreak is driving you. You don't want to be disappointed. Let's go to the extended. I can't wait to get deeper into this. I'll see you guys there.